Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, Z, let's get into it.
I actually wanted to talk about Kelly. Let's scratch Macy Gray and talk
which
about
Kelly.
Kumalo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll speak about Macy in a second. Z from Zalebs is here for the latest celebrity news. Kelly Kumalo, what's going on?
Oh, no, it's because we had a quick Q&A with her. And as you know, the local government elections are happening.
Yes.
So we asked, one of the questions we asked was like, what's her take about, you know, a lot of people, you know, expressing their dismay of some celebrities, you know, promoting certain political parties and rallying behind them. And she was like, you know, what she had responded by saying is that she really doesn't care, because at the end of the day, you know, she will vote for the party that she wants. And she mentioned the party, and she was like, real, you know, thumbs up for the party, and she's just not holding her tongue back for anyone. And she has, you know, her own right to promote that, to, you know.
Yeah, listen, the thing about a democracy is that people can do whatever they want as long as it doesn't harm other people.
Yeah.
And if you want to support your party publicly, it's okay. I think it gets a little tricky if there's money involved.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I don't see any issue majorly.
Yeah, I was listening to one other radio station, and someone was just saying, like you said, it is tricky when it comes to money, but also we need to realize that, you know, artists or celebrities or whatever you'd like to refer to them as, is that, you know, at the end of the day, they're also people. They also need public service delivery. So it is it's tricky. It's a thin line, and it's very tricky.
Look, it's a standard across the world. If you look at the recent American Democratic National Congress and Republican National Congress, like, celebs flock. Demi Lovato was there. Katy Perry's performing. It's like,
sure,
celebrities are very aligned in that electioneering space as well. Like I said, tricky when there's money involved.
Yeah.
But listen, and from what I've seen, like, it looks, those jackets look dope.
They are. I was about to say, they look they look really dope.
Those ANC baseball jackets are winning in anybody's standards. It's like, it's on fleek, that. It's rock star.
I saw Ricky Rick and Timmy Sieto wearing the fur hats. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's levels.
They look really
people
dope.
People look good. Maybe they're just doing it for the Instagrams that they look good. I mean, it's great clothing.
It is.
Okay, cool. Well, we did touch on Macy Gray. She's going to be coming into South Africa.
Yeah, for the DSTV Delicious Festival. Are you going?
I've never been before. This is basically food and music, right?
Yeah, the last time I went there, I was, let's just say I had a lot of fun and don't remember how
much of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But yeah, she'll be performing with the Jackson 5.
That sounds like my kind of party. The Jackson 5.
Is it? Yeah. Aren't they also part of the lineup? I think so.
Okay, yeah. I don't know the Jackson 5, I thought MJ is going to make an appearance.
Yeah, but...
let's see very quickly who can do a better Macy Gray. So remember the song I Try?
Yeah.
Changes I feel. All
right.
Where will they come from here? When will they stop?
The only difference is I don't know the lyrics, but I try to say goodbye and I choose.
Oh.
Try to walk away and I fumble.
Because
our body is here. What's up?
I actually think that I will concede that I think you were a little bit better than me. Producer Kat, do you want to give it a go? Your best Macy Gray on a Monday afternoon?
I try to say goodbye and I joke. Try to walk away and I stumble.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I said Macy Gray, not pneumonia. But the thing is, you do cough when you get into Macy Gray.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And the funny thing is, she actually talks like that.
Macy, speak up. I can't. Okay, let's shift gears for a second. Speak about Boitie. What's up? I love
things.
She's
are good
such
in
a Boitie. Sweetheart, eh?
Things are good in Boitie's life, and we're happy for her.
We did we did something for Nelson Mandela Day 2 weeks ago, and we went and we were painting classrooms. And Boitie is always a vision, right? She's there, she's like hair on fleek, nails on fleek, everything on fleek. She's like, she's rocking up in her Mercedes Benz with no number plate because she just bought it brand new at the car. But let me tell you, she was so involved in that painting that we couldn't get her out of there. But she was painting everything. She was painting the light switch. She was painting the floors. She was invested. We were like, Boitie, it's time to go. the activation is over now. Nelson Mandela Day is coming to a close. It is 1 minute to midnight. We need to leave. And she, there she was, bless her, just painting.
Wow. That's what's up.
She's a sweetheart. So what else is happening with her?
No, she was doing another radio interview. And she was actually saying, as much as she's famous and everyone loves her and she's everywhere and she bought a new car, congratulations to her. She was just saying, like, being a celebrity or being celebrated is not really important to her. And obviously, you know, the fame that she has, you know, accumulated throughout the years in the entertainment industry was never really the plan. Mm. She actually said, all I wanted to do was act. And now then things started happening and I started becoming like real famous.
And now look at
which,
her, yeah.
Yeah, which is funny because I remember when she was, the first time I saw Boitie was on that ad. I think it was.
The Cheezinator ad.
The Cheezinator ad. And she immediately became famous. I don't think she was even acting at that time. So yeah, she was like, yeah, it's cool and dandy, but I really never wanted it. But she's kind of like dealing with it now, which is good for her.
And she seems to be dealing with it pretty well.
Yeah.
He has that ad. Anybody remember the Cheezinator ad? Anybody remember any of the dialogue in it? Producer Kat, before I play it, do you remember what happened?
So this guy, she's working at the Wimpy and the guy walks in and he's like, you're special. And she's like, she gets flustered and he's like, no, he wants to order the special. And yeah, something like my Cheezinator, my Downtown Teresa-nator. Intimidizinator.
Well, let's hear from Boitie herself. This was her first debut feature film for Wimpy. We all have to start somewhere. And after this, she just proceeded to get millions of followers all around the world.
Hey. You're special. No, you're special?
Oh, that's our delicious burger, two slices of cheese and chips. We call it the Cheezinator.
But will it terminate my hunger, Louisinator?
You have my guaranteesinator. Take a seat, cheese boy.
$29.95. What a way to launch a career, huh?
Right.
What a way. If Wimpy was smart, though, they would get her back doing every single advert that they have on television.
Hey, give them an idea.
YouTube says the real Mini Dlamini exposed is the next video. We'll save that for another day, then. Okay. Wow. Let me press cancel there. Okay. So, yeah, Boitie, such a sweetheart. Yeah. Talk to me about Omutle Gela.
Hey, Omutle Gela. She's been also in her on Good Behavior, but she's always been, you know, good. It's just that sometimes social media likes to spice things. So she says that she has no interest in being in a relationship with any celebrity men, especially after she dated Lulu Cafe. So they dated for a while. And she's like, you know what? Things were good. We separated on good terms. No bad blood there. No love lost. But she is good with dating celebrities. She actually had the interview with Move Magazine. And she's like, you know what? From now on, I'm keeping my relationships under wraps. Good luck to that, because we are going to be scooping and seeing who she's dating.
You were sleeping in a yard last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we want to know. But funny enough, she has shown her man quite a good-looking fella there. It's just that we don't know much about him. But we'll figure it out.
Nothing a good Google stalk can't fix.
Right.
Producer Kat, you got your hand up?
I just wanted to... Vaughn, please.
Oh, what's happening, Vaughn? Hey! Vaughn's on standby for the GRT.
Yeah. I wanted to add something to the Boitie story and the Wimpy story. So, if you guys remember, before Boitie was famous, she was dating Kaya Dlanga. And Kaya was working on that ad for Wimpy, and then he cast her in the ad.
And it's actually on his YouTube channel, on Kai Dlanga's YouTube channel, yeah.
Yeah, because he works in advertising.
Yeah.
And so when they were dating, he's like, let me cast my girlfriend. And that's what launched her career, even though they're not together anymore. I wonder if they're still like good friends.
All together now, everybody, 1, 2, 3. We'll have to ask Kaya, but he did speak about this with Gareth Cliff a couple of...
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that they hide. Like, we all know it.
They were together. Same height. Same height. They just...
That's who launched her career with Kaya. Yeah, seeing them together used to be very weird.
Okay.
Because he's short, but he's taller than her. Oh. But she's short.
But like a little bit. It's not like...
I mean...
Yeah, okay. Mm. Let's talk some Isidingo casting news. Yes, people still apparently watch it.
I was surprised at how many people they've casted already. Like, there is your Nak Music, Anga Makubalo.
Oh, is he on that?
There's Kanyam Kangisa. There is Kabonina there. And now the new addition is yeah, that guy's name, was it something Thomas? I
forgot his name. Yonder.
Yonder Thomas. You'd probably know him from Class Act. That's where he won the first, I think, the first Class Act, and he was on Isibaya and Baby Cele. They're the new additions to Isidingo. So I was surprised that, you know, Isidingo even still plays. But
she's everything plays now. They gotta play it. It's gotta be 90% local.
Yeah, so
everything does.
Yeah, I think they have a fairly okay cast.
Yeah, listen, obviously someone's watching it, otherwise it wouldn't be on TV. Yeah. But Isidingo, I mean, it's never going to go back to those Horizon Deep days.
No. You know,
where's your Derek Kenyatta at, huh? Where you at?
Right.
All right.
So, props to them, I guess. So it just took me by surprise.
That there is all the latest celebrity news. I haven't missed anything, eh?
No, I mean, right now it's all about the politics and the elections, man.
I can't believe, though, that there's no Bonang aka Nzinhle news. Are you sleeping? Is that Cairo? Cairo, are you sleeping? Like, what's going on? Huh? Was that Cairo snoring?
Shout out to Cairo. She's so cute.
Okay. All right. I've got no doubt, though, that they'll make her a resurgence very soon. All right. That there is all the latest celebrity news. To keep up with celebs, though, is as easy as opening up your Google browser and going to
celebs.com. Oh, and the videos are coming back, guys. I know there's a lot of people have been asking about our videos on YouTube. They are coming back.
Fantastic. There you go, Z. Very good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Things feel right again now that you've returned to the big KOCC. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Cool.
What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with a reliable connection as well as the necessary support and backup. Go to iConnectsa.co.za for more information. That's iConnectsa.co.za. iConnect, the one provider to manage all your communications.
When you're a CIO in a growing corporate, there's no just taking care of yourself and that's that. When you're a CIO, people see IT as a cost rather than a strategic investment. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that food is on other people's plates because of your job. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products, and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business, a new world of business.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.